Good evening, everyone. My name is Sipo, and once again, welcome to another episode of the Brave Podcast series of Tough Love's Brave Initiative. So yeah, we've spoken quite a bit about, the benefits of choosing tough love. And in particular, we spoke about its ability to help people overcome abuse. But a lot of people don't necessarily know what that looks like, There's often a lot of sayings that are, both colorful and creative when it comes to, abusive situations. They say that sometimes it does take 7 attempts to get out of an abusive relationships. And in one of the previous episodes, I did speak about Stockholm Syndrome, as well as one of the various other aspects of such as codependency that keep us going back into toxic cycles. And, a lot of people tend to, underestimate codependency's effect on a person. So today I'll talk a bit about that, So as far as I understand, codependency in and of itself is treatable in the same way as most other addictions. I know that there's the Codependence Anonymous Fellowship, which does, employ the same 12 steps, but tailored specifically towards codependence. And I wanted to talk to you about toxic relationships. I think I did touch basis on it a few weeks ago when I said that a toxic relationship in and of itself can act as a type of drug, It does have, a psychotropic effect on the human mind to a point where when a person disengages from a toxic relationship, they start to experience some form of withdrawal. And that's often the case in a lot of places, particularly in South Africa. And I've mentioned this time and time again, but the mental health statistics, the mental health statistics in the country are, quite a dismal at this point in time, to a point where you can pretty much attribute any form of abuse to it. Funny enough, though, attributing abuse to some form of a mental illness also doesn't excuse it. And that's where, certain aspects of the Tough Love program come in. Now, we help people deal with, abusive cycles, particularly those associated with codependency and addictive relationships. Whether the person who is approaching, Tough Love is an addict themselves or a partner of one, there's often some type of an effect, Now, when someone is in active addiction or engaged or under the grip of some type of a mental illness, they have an almost, almost transcendent effect on those around them. Being a recovering addict myself, my sponsor once used to tell me that every time I used, I affected about 16 people around me. And that already, demonstrates that, even though I did use, there were those people that were emotionally attached to me that were affected as well, And as someone who studies psychology, all I can say is that, a lot of people tend to underestimate the power of emotional connections. They are quite, cohesive to a point where it's possible for a person who is emotionally connected to someone else to intuitively, to some degree, experience some of the distress that the person that they're emotionally connected to is going through. And when it comes to substance abuse, every time I'd use, I'd instill some form of abuse on myself. I like to sort of use a lot of creative sayings when it comes to, that particular issue. I like to use the entire aspect of, although I use the substances were what were abusing me, Because they altered my mental landscape, my mental and emotional landscape, They took it from a place which wasn't entirely damaged but had quite a lot of faults and flaws, and they turned it into a wasteland, but not just an empty wasteland, a wasteland full of all kinds of vicious and malicious entities, and that already just demonstrates, how warped my mind and, I'd rather say my heart were as a result of addiction. And every now and again, I'd find someone who was as warped as I was, and we'd engage in some type of an extremely toxic and codependent relationship. And every time I did that, I felt as though I lost a piece of myself, And every time I wanted to touch basis with that part of myself, I'd look for it in the other person, And it was impossible for me to actually get to a point where I felt whole without that person in my life. So in spite of the fact that, there was abuse happening between me and this person, I'd look for a way to have them involved in my life. You know, I was working with someone quite recently, in fact, and by quite recently, I literally mean a few minutes ago. And the person was telling me about, you know, his own addictive relationship. You know, he was dating a partner, and I could relate to that, you know, because I've been in that particular cycle as well. And although, you know, I didn't emotionally or physically abuse the person I was with, the fact that I neglected them so much, you know, put them in a state where they didn't really feel as though, you know, I was able to love them. I remembered one of the people I was dating, you know, from time to time did try and commit suicide, you know. And it was quite traumatic for her to be around me when I was, you know, under the influence of my addiction. And it was also quite traumatic for me to at least watch someone who, you know, I was quite affectionate towards, even though not consistently, go through that, you know. And knowing that I was the one that put them in a position to actually do that, you know, was the breaking point for me. And today I spoke to someone who was going through that exact same thing. And all I could see was, you know, my own self-centeredness coming to light when the person was speaking about his relationship. As well as how, you know, I struggled to let go of someone in spite of the fact that my presence in their life was, you know, it was toxic. To a point where the person would, you know, much rather consider suicide than, you know, be with me when I was under the influence of my disease. It also taught me that my disease has very little to do with drugs, as well as alcohol and, you know, any type of substance abuse. In fact, it has to do with the state that I tend to, you know, leave my emotions in. Like I mentioned, you know, my emotions can be quite a hostile place, and everyone who, you know, has been emotionally attached to me or in some capacity or another has experienced that, you know. And every now and again in recovery, when I decide that I'm going to stop working my program, I realize that my emotions go right back to being that very same hostile place. Because when I was in this relationship with a person who, you know, tried to commit suicide, I was in this relationship for quite a number of months, and throughout the entirety of this relationship, even prior to that, I hadn't used any substances. And I started seeing that, you know, although, you know, I haven't used any substances, I'm still quite toxic. You know, the toxicity within me was never really dealt with. And now it was actually starting to burden someone that I deeply cared about. No, needless to say, this relationship had to end, you know, just so that both of us could live. Unfortunately, it didn't necessarily end on the best terms, you know. There was a lot of heartache, you know, between us. It's very hard to gently end a codependent relationship, especially one as codependent to the degree that mine was in. It's very hard to let go of that. And, you know, for a few months after that, you know, I felt quite broken. I felt quite empty, you know. A part of me was missing, you know, a big part of that. I felt quite vulnerable leaving the house and, you know, going out into the world. And the world all of a sudden became less of a brighter place. It became quite hostile and dangerous, you know, all of it tracing back to this heartache. And I found it took me a while, you know, before I was able to actually, you know, start finding my feet again. You know, and I started realizing how much I had changed. Although I wasn't abusive anymore, although I wasn't, you know, using any substances, there was a certain level of toxicity, of self-centeredness, of neglect within me that I needed to start addressing. Otherwise, I'd continue to hurt the people I loved. And it wasn't until I came in touch with tough love that, you know, I started to address this, you know. All of a sudden, I had people to talk to. All of a sudden, you know, I was introduced to, you know, all kinds of information resources which gave me the ability to name the things that I was afflicted by. And not only that, it gave me the ability to change. And for that, I'll be eternally grateful. So much so that I'll leave you with some of Tough Love's, you know, contact details, you know, if you do feel as though, you know, you are in need of a solution. And me, I may have, you know, been in touch with Tough Love to some degree and, you know, happened to stumble upon this podcast and decide, hey, this is actually for me and I can definitely benefit from this. Then at least you'll know exactly where to go and who to talk to. So over here I have one of the first numbers. It's the telephone number, and it's 082-074-5835. The fax number is 086-519-2070. And if you do want to email us, you can get in touch with us at info@toughlove.org.za. Thank you very much. And I hope that, you know, I carried a message to you today.